The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan Ellis coming to you live from the cave here in Easton, Maryland, and hoping everybody had a great week. Had a little rain last night, a little thunder boomers, and not a lot of tough rain. Just a regular old summer shower. So everything's fine. We didn't have to batten down the hatches or anything like that. Hope you didn't either. In the face of a number of these nasty storms that have come through the country. So here we are. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. We talk about wildlife. We talk about every now and then firearms, hunting, fishing, and, you know, that kind of stuff. If you have an interest in that topic, we hope you'll still keep listening to this show. We try to keep it light and fun, and don't get too heavy into the politics of the day, even though sometimes that world overlaps our world as far as hunting and fishing is concerned. And one of those and things that affect us personally that have to do with the outdoors. One of those I was just reading about here a minute ago. The Environmental Protection Agency has just enacted limits on malathion, which is a pesticide. Malathion is used primarily to spray for mosquitoes and such other creatures. And someone said that there's, 67 species negatively affected by malathion, so we've got to limit it and, that type of thing. So what will the result be? Who knows? We might have more EHD in deer because of the same type of little bug, the biting midge, the no-see-em is the one that bites the deer and gives them the EHD. We might have more mosquito-borne diseases because they're not being killed effectively. Who knows what the results on the human population are going to be? There might be more West Nile disease. There might be more encephalitis. Who knows? But, as long as the government can control anything and everything, we're good, right? Central government. All right, I don't want to go down that path. I do want to go down the path of saying to you that if you haven't applied for your bear permit lottery, that ends midnight on the 31st, I believe. And the drawing will be Tuesday after Labor Day. So you might want to think about getting that done, which means purchasing your hunting license and then clicking on the bear stamp. It's a $15 application fee for the lottery. 950 permits will be given away, and hopefully you'll pull a tag for Maryland black bear, which is what my goal is to be. So let's see if I want to read it here. Yeah, bear hunts are 23rd through the 28th of October, Allegheny, Frederick, Garrett, and Washington counties. This is the 20th year. Your entry must be completed by 11:59 August 31st and accompanied by a $15 non-refundable application fee. Only one application per person will be accepted. Submitting duplicates can result in disqualification and forfeiture. The drawing will be held September 6th, and winners will be notified shortly thereafter. The bear hunting season is going to be open for 6 days, October 23rd through 28th. The black bear hunting zone is Allegheny, Frederick, Garrett, and Washington counties. Maryland black bear hunting season is not a quota hunt, and hunters are not required to check in each evening. Sub-permittees may hunt black bears regardless of whether the permittee is actively hunting. As in previous seasons, only one black bear may be harvested by a permittee, sub-permittee hunting team. Permittees and sub-permittees are not required to maintain visual contact with one another while hunting black bears. Hunters are reminded that a permittee and a sub-permittee team of hunters may kill only one black bear. It is a responsibility of the hunting team to maintain some form of communication to ensure that only one bear is taken. At the conclusion of the lottery, winning DNR ID numbers will be posted on this page, which is the DNR Black Bear page. So there we go. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. That translates to WCBM 680. We are giving away a fishing tackle package, topwater package coming in September. But now maybe that's now. I don't know. Tackle Box Tim's going to have to enlighten me on that one. But all you have to do, we're drawing next week. Robin is not here, and I'll explain that in a minute. But she likes to do the drawing. She's not here. So, I mean, she's here in the house, but she's not here on the air with us. And she likes to do those drawings. So we'll plan on that for next weekend over the Labor Day weekend. And we'll also start the drawing for the CVA muzzleloader next Saturday, the first Saturday in September. How about that? So the rules for the fishing tackle contest are simple. Call the number 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680. Leave your name and your number with Aaron. Welcome back, Aaron, by the way. Yes, sir. Yep. And Aaron will then record your name, first and last name, and phone number, and enter you into the drawing. Next week, all the people who have applied names will get associated with numbers, and the numbers will go into the random drawing app on Robin's phone, and we'll spin the wheel, and whatever number matches whatever name, that person will win the fishing tackle. And same way with the muzzleloader contest when that starts next week. Same rules, same deal. The only other thing is you have to go in the air with me. So you can also enter by email. Gives you an extra week to enter by email if you like. And that email address is mine, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. My last name, Ellis, E-L-L-I-S, @ellisoutdoors.com. Speaking of the website, ellisoutdoors.com, if you want to go there and take a look, you can read about me if you like. You can see all the other things that we're involved in, Bucks, Bears, Stags, all the magazines. You can also see, go click the button and for the radio show. That opens another page, and then you can go see the podcast information there. So that would be good if you did that. 410-WCBM-680. And if you don't want to get in a contest, call about anything else you want to call about, what you want to talk about. Got an email from our longtime listener, Bill, last night about 11:25, and saw it this morning, of course. Mentioned the fact that Clyde Sports Shop, our tremendous sponsor and advertiser, was broken into, not the first time, broken into, I guess, yesterday, and it was a couple of Utes, 13-year-old and a 16-year-old boys, broke into Clyde's. Attempted to escape in a stolen car. The police observed them do this. I don't know how that happened, but the police saw them breaking in or breaking out, and they attempted to flee in a stolen car that was stolen from Baltimore City. Surprise, surprise. 13 and 16 years old. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully they'll be charged. Never know. Never know. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. A lot of crazy stuff going on in the world. I saw another report where Italy has been invaded. Their newest invasive species is the beautiful swimmer, the blue crab. And apparently the blue crab likes the water surrounding Italy. And now Italians couldn't figure out how to get rid of it, so they decided the best way to do that is to eat it, which we totally agree with here, you know. Also, I saw new state record blue crab for the state of New York. It was like 7 1/4 inches or something like that. This is the biggest blue crab ever taken in New York, and I just laughed at it because, you know, I get pictures of our guys like Crabber Man Jim down there in the Road River. He regularly sends me pictures of 7 1/2, 8-inch blue crabs that he catches. So I kind of laughed at that state record. By the way, anybody know our biggest crab here in Maryland? Point to point? Anybody know? That's an interesting little trivia question. We've published it before. It might be time to publish it again next year. There's a mounted version of it that's owned by Jerry at Hunter's Seafood, which has now changed hands. And his uncle caught it way back when, 70s, I believe, something like that. And then there was a reproduction of it hand-carved, which is absolutely detail-oriented, spectacular, at Mr. B's Seafood here on Ken Island. It's in a glass case, and it is absolutely magnificent. And when you see it and you see the size of it, you'll just imagine how impressive this blue crab was. Point to point. Any guesses? Anybody remember? Oh, I had to have that. Sorry, one more sip. Oh, elixir of life. Gotta love it. All right. Anybody know? Aaron, where's our callers this morning? Everybody sleeping in? I don't know either. But, well, speaking of the aforementioned Clyde Sports Shop, you know, they're ready for archery season, which comes in on the 8th of September. And they've got some bows, and they've got some crossbows. They've got all the accessories, the arrows, the crossbow arrows, the broadheads, accessories, deer scents, lures, attractants. They actually will do some bow tuning and setup, and, you know, anything little you might need to head out there in the early season. Muzzleloader season follows not long after, October 19, 2021. Clyde Sports Shop is a CVA dealer, and they're carrying the Optima V2 this year. And, the powder, whatever powder is available, they're going to have it. And there's some kind of powder shortage here in the country. I think Hodgdon owns everything. They bought Blackhorn 209. They own 777. They own Pyrodex. They own, you know, GoX black powder. So one and only supplier just about. There's some other alternatives out there if you like, but the supply of the very popular 209, Blackhorn 209, has been extremely limited, and it's very expensive, believe it or not. I actually purchased a can the other day. It's a plastic bottle, a pound of it, and I was amazed, but it's coming in around $90. And if you like to shoot it, there's a reason you like to shoot it, because it's very clean. It shoots very well. There's no powder residue left over. I moved to that once I moved away from the 777 pellets. I still shoot some pellets out of some of the muzzle loaders, but the Blackhorn has taken the place in my hunting firearms. So, and I just went astray talking about Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde's also carries the Scout, the TD 4570, which is a straight wall cartridge rifle. And you can use that 4570 in the shotgun counties because of the legalization of the straight wall cartridges. Also a single shot firearm, break action firearm, supplied by Thompson Center, not a muzzle loader. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just up Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com is the website, and they also carry everything for dove hunting. The dove ammo, the stools, the decoys, they're open 7 days a week. You ought to stop by and see them. Stop by Backyard Billy's the other day. Had a great chat with Patrick and Brian. Bill's on vacation, which is interesting. But, you know, listen, I said, how's it going? He said, people are really, really, really concerned about the high price of fuel. People that have fuel oil are flocking to Backyard Billy's to look at the alternatives. He said the inserts have been off the hook. The gas fireplace inserts like we talk about here, like we own here, the Enviro EX35 model, which we love. They have the pellet stove inserts. Apparently the message that we're putting out, you know, if you have a hole in the wall that, you know, sucks the heat out of the room, you call it a fireplace, but you never use it, is resonating because people are filling those holes with gas fireplace inserts and also pellet inserts and even wood inserts. And then Backyard Billy's also has the freestanding wood stoves and pellet stoves as well. So they have, I mean, they have it all, but there you go. There is a sale going on, and the Poly Furniture, those great tables and chairs. Man, I saw a surfboard bar set the other day. The chairs have little surfboard, look like surfboards. The table looks like surfboards. Beautiful colors. In stock, select pairs of Adirondack chairs. Buy one, get the second one 50% off. Here's the deal, though. If you pay by check or cash, you're going to save an additional 5%. That credit card thing, you know, it's convenient for you, but you can save 5% by paying by check or cash. In-stock dining sets, 10% off, plus 5% pay by check. And all other in-stock Poly, 10% off, plus 5% pay by check. Discount will vary on orders. Ask an associate for information. They've got a bunch of other stuff on sale. You might want to check it out. There's some sheds on sale, some in-stock sheds, 10% off. Swing sets in stock, 10% off. Playhouses, 10% off. And then Country Lane structures like the in-stock gazebos, 10% pay by check. So there is also free delivery for the big stuff, the sheds, the gazebos, and that type of thing, the gym sets. Free delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Delaware and installation. To also free delivery and installation to the Delaware and Maryland beaches. So why not stop by and check out Backyard Billy's? They're open 7 days a week. Hearth America is another division. You can check the Hearth America Facebook page, backyardbillies.com. That phone number, 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Where is this wonderful place? I didn't tell you that yet, did I? Well, just coming off Kent Island, they're at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace, and we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was watching them and gathering around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees and trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escaping, finally making it. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
All right, let's talk. We got some callers online. Jeff in Ohio. Good morning, Jeff. How are things in Ohio?
Well, they're pretty good. I'm really from Baltimore, but I took a trip out yesterday. Thank you for asking.
Sure.
I stopped at Rocky Gap for a look there. I've always seen it from the road. I took a little look-see there, and then I stopped in Grantsville and took a little couple of casts in the old Castleman River. It was so lovely.
Oh, yeah.
I made the trip, broke the trip up a little bit, but it was pretty to be out in those Western Maryland mountains and such.
Beautiful out there, isn't it?
It is. I've lived in Baltimore my whole life and haven't really delved into like Deep Creek and some of the areas out there. I haven't really gotten in there too much.
Yep.
But it sure is pretty just to drive through.
Yes, indeed.
I
love it out there. We got married out there. Robin and I got married out there.
Oh yeah. Where at?
We got married at Deep Creek. There's a hotel there called the Silver Tree, and we stayed in the suites. Our whole wedding party stayed there, and we got married at the restaurant there.
Wow.
beautiful backdrop there, fireplace. Folks were all seated. We'd have a big wedding party, you know, maybe 20 people, something like that. But surrounded by friends and family, it was. Really a great time. So
wonderful. That sounds really lovely.
Robin wanted snow, so we headed west.
Oh, out in the wintertime there, jeepers.
Yep, December 16th.
The crab there, and I'd like to see that beautiful wooden model. I enjoy that type of stuff. But I was wondering, it brought up another thought, and it's a mystery over the years, and maybe you know where it's located. Yeah, I know you know about the stained glass blue crab that used to be sitting in the BWI airport.
I know about that, and I don't know where that is.
It's such a magnificent thing, and it was a great centerpiece at the airport. And I work at the airport as a shuttle driver.
Yeah.
I don't go in there too much, but I wonder where that dang thing's hiding.
I don't know, but that's a great plan, great idea to find out where that is. Wonder if anybody would tell us at the airport.
In some storage bin, probably in upstairs, out of the way, but it could very well be. Maybe sometime
That big crab, by the way, is if I remember right, 10 7/8, 10 and it's over somewhere over 7.5 or 10.5 inches.
Yeah, it's in a beautiful glass box.
It is. The carving is. Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Wow! Well,
the actual shelf that was preserved by taxidermy fell off the wall, and Jerry asked me where he could get it fixed, and I gave him the name of my friend Don Travis, and Don restored that crab back to its original beauty, which was wonderful to behold. That's now at his house. So.
Oh, I like that woodwork is a beautiful thing for
sure. It is true. Yep.
Well, good speaking with you. I used to call. I used to work at. And I still do work overnight at a different hotel in the area, but I used to work in town in an in-town hotel and overnight, give a call on a Saturday morning quite often when I started my fly fishing and fishing expeditions.
Gotcha. Well, I appreciate it, Jeff. Thanks for calling from Ohio.
Yeah, man, thank you. I'm awake. So I got my good sleep in, and I'm awake in a strange house in a strange bedroom, well, my sister's house. using the great technology, I'm able to listen to my favorite outdoor radio show, the only one that I know.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Jeff.
Take care, sir.
You have a great day. Anthony in Baltimore. Good morning, Anthony. How are you?
Yeah, hi. I was just calling. I think we're talking about guessing the size of that largest crab, right?
Yes, sir.
But you already gave away the size?
Yeah, there wasn't a contest. I was just hoping somebody would call in and let. What would your guess have been?
My guess was going to be 13 inches because a guy I used to work with said back in the 40s and 50s, they said that was the biggest crabs they ever found was around the Key Bridge.
13, 14-inch crabs?
13. I'd say 13.
Yeah, it's just a little. It's a little over 10.5 inches, if I remember right. I don't know that anybody's beat that since, I mean, this is a 40-year record, something like that.
Okay, and you say crabs have now been sighted in the waters off of Italy?
Yes, sir.
Is that the same crabs we have here in Maryland?
Yes, sir. The Maryland blue crab sure is.
That'll be good. It adds to the great cuisine. I just returned from a trip from Italy, by the way. I say to all the listeners, they do octopus very good.
Yeah. I've had octopus. I like octopus. It's a little chewy sometimes if it's not cooked correctly. I do like it as sushi. I can tell you that. So.
Yeah, I had it cold on a salad. Second time I had it in the southern part of the country. Fortunate enough to try it two times. Tomato sauce, fantastic.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah.
That's
well.
That's
if I if I. Yeah, if,
yeah,
you know, any indication of the cooking shows that air from Italy, it's a very simple cooking process over there. They don't use a ton of ingredients, but they do it well. It's a very simple process. Most Italian cooking is simple. And, you know, they know how to use the ingredients. They know how to use the seasonings and so forth. So they'll come up with some pretty good recipes for blue crab. And if I have time, I'll tell my spaghetti sauce story on blue crabs, but maybe I won't have time. So, but.
All right, great talking to you. Thanks. Enjoy the
Thanks,
show.
Anthony. Appreciate it. All right. Mark in Delaware. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. Wanted to give you an outdoors update about geese.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, I mentioned last week I asked for your opinion about how to get rid of them. We have so many, and we're not alone. There are a lot of geese in southern Delaware, Canadian geese. And as you pointed out, they're resident. They really live here.
Then there'd be Delawarean geese.
Yeah. And so here's what's going on. The community's looking into a service that will do three things. And one is, I think, especially of interest to hunters. They're going to addle the eggs. When they lay eggs, they're going to come into the nest and shake them to prevent them from maturing.
Yep.
The other thing is they're going to have a dog service come and have the dog just chase them around so they don't feel safe and comfortable.
Yep, harassment.
And here's the thing for hunters. Apparently, their vision is far evolved beyond ours, where we can see red, green, and blue. They can see those plus yellow. Where we see green and red together forming yellow, they actually see yellow. And more importantly, they can see in the ultraviolet.
Yes.
So they're going to put monofilament lines, which sounds suspicious, say like fishing line, across the ponds to prevent them from landing. And where it's largely invisible to us, it's highly visible to them.
Mm-hmm.
So hunters should be aware that they have to be very careful about what they leave exposed, because while they may think it's invisible, the geese can actually see it.
Sure. Yeah, we do the best we can to mimic the conditions and the patterns and so forth with camo, but the vision of the of a wild bird, you know, being able to see the full spectrum of color. People, you know, like white-tailed deer, most mammals are limited to black and white shades of gray and some blues in there because they can sense that ultraviolet, especially white-tailed deer. So I caution people when they wash their clothes, if you're going to wash it in detergent, make sure you don't use any detergent with what they call whiteners, you know, whiten, brighten your furniture. Well, that's ultraviolet. That's the only thing that does is add that dimension to your clothing because it's easily seen. So there are a number of no-scent products that you wash your hunting clothes in that say no UV brighteners. I mean, they make that bold on the label, no UV brighteners, because understanding that the deer are able to, you know, pick that up. And I don't know about black bears, but I know that the deer are certainly able to do that. The black bear's strength is his nose. But it is very interesting that they're going to be able to use this technique. Now, these ponds are not used for anything but for what? Sediment containment or what's it?
Yeah, they're containment ponds.
Yeah.
The water, rain, flows into the drains on our streets, but it doesn't go out of the community. It actually goes to the settlement ponds.
Right. I got it.
That's what keeps them filled, and that way there's no municipality processing the runoff water into anything.
Interesting, yeah. Well, hopefully it'll work for you. Let me know how it works out, a couple months down the road after they start the process. I'd like to hear about that.
Yeah, we'll see. But I thought I was surprised that their vision is so far evolved beyond ours. It comes back to the basics. Nature is just fascinating.
Absolutely fascinating. Well, imagine you're up there, you know, thousands of feet in the air, and you got to be able to figure out where the food is, you know. So you got to see it first. You got to hone in on it, and you know, just like the birds of prey, even down to the lowly black and turkey vultures. They soar so high. They're looking for something on the ground, and their vision is just spectacular that they can see a road-killed raccoon over there and. On Route 404, you know, from 50. So, it is amazing what has been created. I was thinking about that the other day on my way up the highway about this carbon capture baloney that we're going to try and invest, you know, multiple millions and billions of dollars in capturing the carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. You know, and doing some storing it somewhere. It's amazing.
Well, that's good for a couple of days of discussion.
Yeah, it sure is. So, thanks for the call, buddy.
Have a great week.
Let me know about the geese.
Yeah, will do.
All right, bye-bye. Mark. Thanks, man. See ya. We'll get to Ted in Baltimore Highlands in just a second. Hang on there, Ted. I'm sorry to ask you to hold through the break, but we need you to. I want to tell the folks about our friends over here at Spurry's Tire. I have an appointment with Brent and the Spurry's Tire crew on Monday morning. I've got a check engine light. I've got to get checked out. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, they carry the others too, Michelin and Yokohama, and any tire that fits your vehicle, they have it. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And you know what? Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, like your lawnmower, your wheelbarrow, and any machine in your barnyard too, your tractors, your combine. It has tires for anything and everything. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, which is where I'm headed there on Monday, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle. When that check engine light comes on, I've had a recurring light, so time to make the appointment. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by. No appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. website, SpurriesTire.com. Phone number, 410-822-7384. No appointment needed for tires, but if you want to schedule an appointment, call ahead, 822-7384 for Spurries Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man. Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
right. Right. Let's talk to, let's see. Who do we have there, Aaron? It's Ted. Ted. Good morning, Ted. How are you, buddy?
Okay. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
Alan. Oh, well, first of all, just, I want to tell you how much I really appreciate you, and I appreciate the show, and having, listening to your show is like having my morning coffee. I look forward to it.
Hey, that reminds me. I got some sitting right here. Go for it, Ted.
Yeah, I was hoping maybe you'd take a sip while we're talking. Alan, I saw a fishing story on TV this past week. Maybe you heard the story before, maybe not. But anyhow, this young man was out fishing in a lake. I think it was Minnesota. I'm not positive on that. But the lake was pretty big. They said 70 miles long. Anyhow, he was fishing out there, and you never know what you're going to catch. Well, anyhow, he pulled up his line, and on the end of the line was a wallet.
Okay.
And he laid the wallet out, and there was all these bills in there, dollar bills.
Right.
Anyhow, I think it was $2,000 in the wallet.
Wow.
And can you imagine finding that? And you say, yeah, I'm rich. $2,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyhow, there was, he investigated it further, and there was a business card in there, and he pulled it out. And the young man, I really thought real highly of him because he didn't just keep the money. He called the man that was on the card, and lo and behold, the man had been out in that same lake, you know, and he had lost his wallet. Anyhow, the young man got a hold of the man, and he came to him, and he gave him the wallet. And the man wanted to give him a reward, and the young man didn't want to take it. I thought that was so awesome, you know.
That's
that it
great.
Wasn't, you
yep.
know. And so they did wind up going out, I think, sitting down and having a dinner, you know, and talking and all. And I got a kick out of that because they enjoyed each other's company and enjoyed each other, you know. And anyhow, it was really heartwarming to hear it, you know. And you never know what you're going to get when you're fishing. You never know what kind of tale you're going to tell.
That's true.
So that's it, Alan. But and I wish you and Robin good health, and thank you for all you do.
I appreciate that, Ted. I appreciate your listenership. I got a great email last Saturday after the show. You know, I read the email from a fellow who was pretty critical of the show and didn't like anything about it, and that's okay. You know, long-time listener, never caller, is the way he signed it. And I said, okay, that's okay. I read it, got everybody's opinion on it, and, I mean, well, everybody that called in. And then I got this really, really, really well-thought-out and beautiful note from John, who's a listener, and shared memories of fishing with his dad and that type of thing. He grew up in Scranton, Pennsylvania. They were, you know, mom and dad worked hard and lived in a two-bedroom home. But that was all, you know, it was all about dad taking the time, you know, when he get home and say, hey, you get your chores done? Yeah, Dad, I got my chores done. Well, let's go fishing, you know, one of those deals. And it brought back a lot of great memories. So I want to thank John for that very, very long and detailed email, but it shows the support. It also shows the importance of this show to some people and why I do what I do. I don't, you know, we got sponsors and, you know, they're paid advertisers and we make a little bit of income from that, but I can't make a living doing this on the radio for 2 hours a week. But I've met a lot of great people. I've heard from a lot of great people. We've given away a lot of muzzleloaders and a lot of fishing tackle. Got to meet some wonderful people out and about Maryland. And, you know, we just are thankful for our audience and we're thankful for those that call. But we're also very thankful for those that listen, you know, and just go through their day. You know what I mean? So,
thank you, Alan.
Thank you so much. Yep.
God's blessing send you forth.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Okay.
You have a great day.
Okay? You too.
Yes, sir. Got a nice email from Mary Ann. Trying to find an organization that will accept and use men's hunting clothes. Clothes are men's large in camo and blaze orange. Jackets, pants, bibs, various weights and degrees of insulation for all kinds of weather. Two pairs of waders. I haven't replied to Marianne, but I'm going to do that because I just thought of something that may be helpful, and that would be the mentored hunting program through Maryland Department of Natural Resources. You know, and I have to reach out to my contact in the National Wild Turkey Federation because they're deeply involved in the mentored hunts for turkey and deer, and I will see what they can do with these clothes. So any other suggestions on that? Men's large camo and blaze orange clothing and what to do with it. All right, 410. WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
Good, buddy. How about yourself?
Okay, I guess. I say that if you're outside, look down to the top of the grass, you're doing good.
That's right. Yep. I agree with that. So, how you been? Didn't hear from you last week.
Okay.
You been okay? Good.
Yeah, seem to be.
Yep. Good. Robin is still trying to get straightened out on her medication. She's been trying new. Robin has fibromyalgia, and she also has, you know, incredible back pain, stenosis in her back. And she's going to need surgery here sooner rather than later. She's working with folks in pain management, been doing that for a while. And sometimes something works, sometimes it doesn't. So she tried something different this week. As far as a pain medication is concerned, it was a patch. And just like the last one that was, you know, a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, she had that one she had a reaction to. This one she had almost an immediate reaction to. So she's had to abandon that. She called her pain advisor and basically said, you know, who she adores. And, you know, get off that thing immediately. And because you're having this type of allergic reaction, we've got to put you on steroids. Well, that's exactly what happened. And she's on steroids right now, which keep her awake, keep anybody awake. And so she's trying to get caught up on her rest today a little bit. So she had an allergic reaction to some medication, and that's why she's not here this morning. And it's been an ongoing thing. Not like she just bails out on the show. She just regrets every Saturday she misses a show. And but we don't really particularly owe anybody an explanation, but because, you know, we feel close to our audience, and I know our audience, you know, loves the show and that type of thing, and cares about Robin, I feel compelled to share that. And she even said I should do that. So I'm just putting that out there for everybody. So
yeah, well, you and her take care, and Tara said hi, and I'll keep you in my prayers.
I appreciate that. I will tell her that for sure, Glenn. Any activities planned through this weekend or Labor Day?
I guess nothing really. I guess just kind of, you know, I guess I'll be getting my hunting license here very shortly, so I'll be ready for when dove season to be starting using.
Yeah, September 1. That's right. Yep, no question. So, yep, I might get out for doves myself this year. I told Robin the other day I'm going to bow hunt the first day of the bow season, so we'll see how that goes. Yep. So, all right, buddy. Well, I appreciate that.
Okay, you take care.
All right, Glenn, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Aaron, why don't you do this? We have a limited amount of time here. Why don't you play the recorded spots we have first, and then if we have any time left, I'll talk about our live sponsors. How would that be? Okay, go for it.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Line-X bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Line-X bedliner installed at Catonsville Line-X just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Line-X dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Line-X fleet services. Do what I did and have Line-X install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Line-X.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice. It's open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, let's just tell you one more time about our friends at Backyard Billy's. There's a lot of stuff on sale, especially the poly furniture, just in time for today. If you buy a pair of Adirondack chairs, buy one, get the second one 50% off, plus 5% off if you pay by check. That's all right. How much time we got? A minute? Okay. In-stock dining sets are 10% off. And all the other in-stock poly, 10% off, plus 5% if you pay by a check. You need to just stop and see this place. If you've not ever been to Hearth America or Backyard Billy's right there on Kent Island, you need to go. There's just so much stuff, so much stuff. You see it all sitting out there along 15, but the inside furniture is absolutely spectacular. If you have a beach house or something like that, fire rings, fire pits, barbecue grills, All the stoves, the inserts, the pellet gas, wood stoves, you need to go. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Aren't you curious? They're open 7 days a week. 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. There you go. Now you can start the music. Or come in, or wherever we are with it. All right, folks. If you're going fishing or something, get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Hunting season's right around the corner. We'll be back after the news.